Is it unusual for the Ag Department to ask for more information as that deadline for the permit issuance actually approaches?
No, not at all. It's very common for us to, as the issues are developed, you know, during the review process, to ask for additional information.
It looks like in this particular case, I don't know if you're familiar with this specific case, but there were a couple of requests. One was for essentially like design and construction plans for the actual waste handling, and also a certification that the area had been looked at, essentially. Are any of those potential holdups?
Well, no. I think it's very common. I mean, the Livestock Management Facilities Act requires a whole series of things to be done by an applicant. One of the initial things, of course, is a notice of intent to construct, which is the who, what, where, when, and why of a project. Ultimately, complete construction plans and specifications are required as well. I think what happens with certainly the larger facilities is that an applicant, you know, kind of wants to see whether or not their site is truly, you know, going to be a viable site, and once that happens, then they invest additional resources to get those final plans and specifications developed and then submitted to the department. And I think that's what's happened here. They're far enough into the process that they want to get those plans completed and then would be submitting them to the department for our review.
So basically when they do the notice of intent, they usually don't have construction plans because it's just, first of all, to see if it's viable. Then they don't want to invest the money until after they have some assurance or at least some feeling that the project would go forward.
Well, I think that may be the case in some. You know, it also, I think, depends on the complexity of the project. A project where maybe it's an existing facility and they're only adding maybe one building or maybe just an addition to an existing building, they might go ahead and get all that material done and submit it at the same time. But in a case where, like the one I think we're talking about here, where there may be four or five buildings, it might be a brand new site. There's a lot of other issues involved, and so, you know, the final construction plans and specifications might not be developed until later on in the process.
Is there any sort of timeline that the Ag Department has to work under? I mean, the deadline would have been Saturday, March 3rd for the yay or nay, essentially, on the permit. Since now that the information has been requested, is this an open-ended commitment, or is there a timeline by which the Junction Acres owners or operators have to fulfill that requirement or request?
Well, there's kind of an overarching deadline, and that's based on when the original notice of intent to construct was deemed to be complete. At that point, that set the base date, and a project would have to receive their initial approval and have started construction within 12 months of that base date. So that's kind of the overarching deadline. But as far as any immediate deadline, no, it's up to the applicant to get that information in.